Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here's your host of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa and Nancy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from Artist First. We have a great show for you tonight. We have guests, hairstylist Mark Kuzma. Kuzma, there we go. Kuzma. Comedian C. Willie Miles. And we have three hot moms, Christina, Kim, and Kate. So grab your martini, slip into something comfortable, put your best high heels on, and chat with us for the next hour. Nancy, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Well, my husband has to work, but my daughter and I, we're going to Chicago where she went to college. So we're going to shop and celebrate.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be a girls' weekend. How about you? What are you doing?
We are going to a house party. I've never been one to go like to a big glitzy party on New Year's Eve.
Oh, we used to go every year. My husband and I would go in tuxedos and ball gowns to dance the night away to big band orchestras.
Did you really? I've never done that, would you believe?
Oh, really? Every year. Lisa, this one year, I'll never forget it. We were at a table of eight, and there were two people that we didn't know, and they were really dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
On the middle of the evening, they announced that at the stroke of midnight, the news was going to be there covering their live wedding. And if we wanted, the whole table could be bridesmaids.
You're kidding, right?
No. Well, sad to announce for them that at the stroke of midnight, the news had to cover something more important, and they did not show up. They still got married.
Interesting. Didn't like, like to have a wedding.
I was not a bridesmaid, though. I didn't know them.
Very odd.
Yeah. Funny.
I like intimate parties at homes for New Year's Eve. Instead of being out with people I don't know, that's just not fun to me. I mean, you know, could go out any night of the week. I mean, any weekend, you know, but just New Year's Eve, I like to, you know, spend with friends and, you know, kick back.
That's always fun. How about those parties where you go to different people's houses for the appetizer and then a different home for the meal?
Oh, yeah. What is that called? Progressive dinner or something?
Yes.
I've never done that, but I heard it's fun.
I did it once. It was fun.
I like dinner parties. I mean, I love giving dinner parties, but, you know,
you
set the table real pretty and doing all that.
I love your decorations. Gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. I love to decorate. Like to be classy and use bows and pretty thing. Yep. So anyway, let's talk a bit about New Year's. You know, everybody likes to maybe get an updo for New Year's or get a beautiful hairstyle. We have a hairstylist going to join us now. His name is Mark Kuzma. Kuzma? Mark, am I getting this right tonight?
It's Kuzma, yes.
Kuzma, there we go. He's the owner of the Laboratory Hair Studio, Morristown, New Jersey. And in Orbe?
I'm sorry?
Orbe, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, that's one of the brands we carry, yes.
Yeah. Educator, one of the Northern New Jersey's most accomplished stylists, Northern New Jersey. You know what the funniest thing is, Mark? Welcome to our show. I was just in Morristown last week. I got lost. I was on 287. Did you know that plane crashed on 287?
Yeah, that was terrible.
And I was stuck in the traffic.
Oh, geez.
At one of the exits to get off, and I ended up in Morristown. I was so lost, I didn't know where the heck I was.
If I only knew you sooner, I could have gave you some directions.
You could have had your hair done, Lisa.
Yeah, because I got my hair done.
Yeah, exactly.
What a cute little town that is. Really, really cute.
Yeah, it's a great little town. It's a nice, mini little city, I like to call it.
Yeah. So you're known as the Mad Scientist at Laboratory Hair Studios. What are you known for creating? Tell us.
I specialize in curly hair. So we do, that's first and foremost. Secondly, all kinds of color, dimensional color, hand-painted highlights, also precision cuts as well. So we kind of run the whole gamut. I do a whole bunch of different stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, curly hair, are perms coming back in or no?
No, not so much. Not so much perms. More, you know, natural texture. There's lots of people with wavy hair, curly hair, and for years they've gotten accustomed to, you know, blowing it out straight and going for that sleeker look. Mm-hmm. And if you look at style now, you're seeing a lot more of that natural texture coming back.
Okay.
So, you know, curly hair is a whole different animal altogether, and that needs to be treated differently. So that's why I decided to be one of my specialties.
Well, that's different, yeah. Now, what's the most popular hairstyle that women are asking for these days?
You know, to be honest, there's a lot of individuality in style right now. You know, people, fortunately, are working with what they have for the most part. You know, the bob will never go out. That's something that's always current. But you're definitely seeing a lot of kind of those mid-length to longer looks kind of coming into style now with a little natural wave.
Oh, okay. And do you consult with your clients, offering them, you know, what's best for their hair, or do you just, you know, do what they insist?
You know, it's kind of a collaborative effort. We sit, we have a consultation, see what their needs are, see how handy they are with blow drying their own hair and styling it, and we kind of come to an idea together of what's going to work best for their face shape and how well they can style it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you please describe your laboratory hair studio, the atmosphere, just what is it like there?
It is a very welcoming staff. Everybody gets along great. We're very team-oriented. Everybody learns from each other. We tend to get inspired by each other's work. It's a very creative, passionate group, and we all work very well together.
So it's almost like, I picture it like Friends at the hair salon, like the TV show Friends, only at the hair salon.
You know, I guess that's a pretty good comparison. Everybody gets along great. You know, they tend to really, I guess you could say, they kind of get the vibe off of each other. You know, when somebody's doing some great work, you know, it's not uncommon for another stylist to come up and say, wow, that's fantastic. You know, what did you do? And we kind of all just play off each other in that way.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I'm an educator, and I just applaud you for being a proponent of education. Could you please share with our listeners some of your classes? Tell us what they're like.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can never stop learning. There's always something new out there, something exciting, or something that you could always revisit and just kind of shore up your the basic fundamentals of hairstyling. In our classes, we work on everything from hair coloring, highlighting, different cutting techniques with scissor, razor, different styling as far as blow dries, updos, you name it. We pretty much run the whole gamut. We even do some texture work like Japanese straightening or keratin treatments. You name it, we pretty much cover it in our education program, try and keep our staff up to date, on the cutting edge and ready to do whatever clients need. I want them to be prepared to be able to do it.
Well, that is wonderful. I'm really excited that you work with Aveda. I think that's a Minnesota-based company. Am I correct?
Yes, they are.
I'm in Minnesota.
Oh. I actually was out. I was out there for a class a few years back. It's a wonderful. They have a wonderful facility and a great following out there.
They do. There's so many Minnesota people that, you know, exclusively use Aveda. But tell us a little bit about, do you prefer Aveda or Bumble and Bumble?
You know, I have my favorites in each line. There's definitely, you know, positives to each line. It's hard to say what I prefer because, you know, each line has its kind of star product in it that you like to work with. So I kind of mix and match them quite a bit.
Well, that's great. Well, what's going to be the new hairstyle for 2012?
Heading into the new year, it seems as if longer hair are starting to come back, those mid-lengths and longer. You're seeing a lot of those bobs that everybody were wearing for the last year or two are starting to grow out now, and a lot of texture and movement in the hair. The hair has clean lines, but there's definitely a lot of movement to it, a lot of fluidity.
Let me ask you a question. Is there really a difference between using, like, Pantene shampoo or Herbal Essence as opposed to what you guys sell in the salon?
Absolutely.
Is it really necessary to spend all that money on shampoo?
There's a definite difference. A lot of the over-the-counter shampoos, like an Herbal Essence or something along those lines, they tend to use an alkaline-based shampoo, which opens the outer layer of the hair. It's your cuticle layer, and it allows moisture, protein, and color to escape. A professional shampoo is generally acid-based, acid-balanced, and what that does is help to smooth the outer layer of the hair, and it keeps the color in there, the moisture, the protein. So your hair tends to be a little bit more vibrant, holds its color longer, and you tend to have less flyaways and less of that frizzy texture.
Interesting.
And what makes why are you known as the mad scientist?
I think it's because I like to experiment. I like to try and create different color combinations in the hair or maybe approach a cut from a different way. I like to kind of think outside the box, try some different techniques. And also, if you think about, hair in general, it is an experiment to some degree. You know, you're trying a different angle or a different sectioning pattern, and there's always going to be a different outcome. So I really like to try and push the limits and see what we can get the hair to do.
Well, that sounds exciting. Now, I've heard recently on the news that they're trying to create a pill for gray hair. Have you heard anything?
I've been hearing about that for years, but I haven't seen any evidence of it yet.
I have a question. One of our listeners just called in. What kind of styles do men wear these days? Are they more with still spiked in the front, or is it more they wear like long and like the Justin Bieber kind of look? What are men wearing?
You definitely see a lot of that textured, kind of messier look. Not so much that just the front is sticking up, but it looks like more of a worn look, almost like a bedhead, for lack of a better term. That's definitely still very popular. There was a phase there where the longer hair was starting to make a comeback. And, I think for the most part, that's kind of dying down now, and it's getting back to that textured, matte kind of bedhead effect.
What do you ever see a lot of people with dandruff these days? You don't see like Head and Shoulders commercials like you used to. Do people still have dandruff? Do you see that a lot?
They definitely do. You come across all types of stuff when you do hair.
Wow.
Do you ever see like a Stevie person where you don't want to touch their hair?
There have been some questionable times where, you look at it for a second and you say, well, what's going on here? But for the most part, it's not a very common theme. You see it from time to time, but it's not very common.
Well, we have a message from Liza. She would like to know, when you have your appointment, you go to the salon, should you go in with freshly washed hair, or could it be a day or two not washed?
It typically depends on what you're having done. If you're having any kind of chemical or color service, it's usually best that the hair has not been washed for a couple of days. Your natural oils will help to protect the scalp so it doesn't get irritated during the process. If you were coming for a haircut, if your hair had been washed that day, it's not a problem at all. Really, just if you're going to have a chemical service, you probably want to hold off a few days from washing your hair before you get there.
That's great to know. And after you have this chemical process and you go home, should you wait a few days to wash your hair?
No, not at all. If it's a color process, you could wash it the same day, no problem. There are some treatments like smoothing treatments or defrizzing treatments where they're still processing for a couple days. So there's usually specific instructions where you might not be able to wash for 24 hours or 36 hours, but that's something we would cover in the consultation. But again, color-wise, no problem. You could wash it the same day. It's not going to do anything.
Good.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
this is a pet peeve of mine with hair salons. I understand paying a hefty price if they're an excellent hair cutter, you know what I mean? I understand all that, the price and all that. Why is it when you go get your hair just colored? Because I had to get my hair colored like every 3 to 4 weeks. Why do they have to charge you so much? Why don't they just like include the blow drying with the charge of the color? They always like want to charge you like $35 to blow dry your hair. Like you have, I see people leaving the salon with wet hair. Why can't they just blow dry it too, without charging you an extra $35 for that? That just drives me crazy.
I think it comes down to
spending a lot of money for color, and they can't blow dry your hair.
Well, I think it comes down to the timing of it, and you're booking extra time for an appointment, where now that stylist can't book another client into that time slot. At our salon, we have options for you where you can dry it yourself if you'd like, or we also have our junior stylists who are just kind of learning the ropes and getting their feet wet, so to speak, and they would do a complimentary blowout for you. So this way they're kind of getting their practice in, even though they're you know, very accomplished already, but it tends to help them get their timing down, and you get a complimentary blow dry with your color.
Oh, well, that's at least you're giving somebody options. But to walk out with like a wet head, that's like so like degrading to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I like when people walk out with their hair styled and they look like they've, you know, they're kind of runway ready and they've come out of the salon.
Exactly.
That's what I prefer.
Exactly. It only looks good for you. It's free advertising, because if they're going to the supermarket afterwards and somebody sees the hair, like, oh my God, your hair looks beautiful. Where did you get it done? It's free advertising.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Now, styling products, if you use them every day, is that bad for your hair, like hair gel or boost or whatever?
No, I think at one point when products were first hitting the market, they might have been maybe they had a little bit too high of an alcohol content or something like that, where it might have dried the hair over time. But I think with modern technology now, the products are very gentle. They tend to perform very well. I don't think you run any risk by using them each day.
Okay, cool. Nancy, do you have any other questions?
Well, I just think it's wonderful. I can just picture your salon and everyone learning from each other, and we would love to sometime stop in and meet you in person.
We would love to have you come on by. Anytime you're in our area, please stop by. It would be fantastic.
Well, we'd let you know ahead of time.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us on our Chit Chat Cafe live show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Best of luck to you with your salon.
I'm sorry?
Best of luck to you with your salon.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And good luck with your show as well. Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Oh, always fun to hear about all the new hairstyles and great questions. Thank you very much to all of our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners for lighting up our boards tonight. We are going to take a quick commercial, but first we're thanking our wonderful sponsor, Laura Geller Makeup and Intimacy Bras. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from comedian C. Willie Miles.
Welcome back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
We are very excited. Everyone loves comedy. And tonight we are joined by C. Willie Miles. He's known as America's Everyday Comedian. He's toured with the OJs, Temptations, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Bill Cosby. And tonight he's live with us on Chit Chat Cafe Live. Welcome, C. Willie.
Well, welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we are just crazy about you. I live in Minnesota, and I saw you on CARE 11.
No way.
I knew that you'd be wonderful on our show. Tell us a little bit about your skits. I know that you draw everyone right into your stories.
Well, it's easy for me, actually, because if you saw me here in Minnesota, what most people don't know about me, I was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama, and now I make my home here in Minnesota. So just the contrast from moving from the South and bringing myself here up north, I came up here to go to school. And just the contrast in the weather itself really drives my comedy intuition.
Give us a little sample about the weather.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously growing up in Alabama, waking up in balmy 80 degrees and then moving up here to the Arctic Circle, people ask me, why did you do it? Well, and I tell them all the time, well, obviously somebody lied to me. So, you know, you just don't wake up in a balmy 80 degrees and say, hey, I'm going to chuck all this and move to the Arctic Circle. You don't do that. So, I mean, just the difference in the weather, like where I grew up in Alabama, I mean, nobody make excuses for their weather. I mean, up here, I mean, if you've been here, you know, I mean, it is never cold enough for these people here, ever. No matter how cold it gets, they always say the same old thing. Oh, it could be worse. Really?
Yeah.
Like what, Armageddon? You know, in Alabama, you get a hurricane, you don't hear people down south going, well, at least it was only 80 miles an hour. You just don't do that.
That's the truth. You know, in Minnesota, we never say, oh, gosh, it was only 25 below.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is that, like, people here, this is the only part of the country that you live in and people dress for what the weather's supposed to be as for what it is. Like, for instance, down around here, you know, people will show up. Man, I came from the airport the other day. One of the guys from the office picked me up. It was, like, 26 degrees out. 26 when he picked me up at the airport. I had on what you normally wear at 26 degrees. I had on a jacket, a shirt, a pair of pants, some socks, and shoes. This guy had on a pair of slip-on shoes, no socks, a pair of slacks, and a short-sleeve shirt. And he looked at me and said, are you all right, man? I said, I'm fine, but aren't you cold? He said, no, man, it's supposed to be 48 today. Okay,
yeah,
but what if it don't make it?
Yeah. I have to tell you that I'm the type of person that I wear flip-flops in Minnesota until the snow touches my toes.
Well, you see, that don't make it right. That's because you do it. And that's why I have people up here think it's normal. It's not normal. It's normal if everybody does it. If you're the only one doing it, that makes you special.
I think I'm special, and I'm also special because I wear sweatshirts only until it gets below zero or close to it. I'm still in a sweatshirt.
Here's another thing you'll only see in the Midwest. And if you see it outside the Midwest, because you brought it up, if you see it outside the Midwest, they're from here. People here are the only people in the world I can see around the country. As a matter of fact, around the world, that will wear short pants and a sweatshirt at the same time. You can't wear a short pants and a sweatshirt at the same time. That don't make no sense. You're sending out two messages at the same time. Short pants all around the world is universal for it's hot out. A sweatshirt out around the world is universal for it's cold out. If you wear them together, people who don't know you just think you're slow.
That's right. And can't you also tell the people, when you're on vacation, say in Alabama or Florida, you can always tell the people from Minnesota because we're the only ones swimming in the swimming pool when the weather is cold outside.
Exactly. And that's what I love about people from Minnesota. They go to other places and they brag about their weather. You be down south, and they'll go to Florida. I've heard people in Minnesota and Florida, they'd be in Florida going, you know, oh, my God, 90 degrees, and it's like 90% of humidity. Oh, that's nothing. You should try 50 below. Really? I don't think the Chamber of Commerce want you working for them. They brag about it. Yeah, you should try 50 below. Like someone's really going to do that. We're not going to try 50 below. No, I think I'll stay down there and suffer with the humidity.
But there have been many vacations where my family's been the only one in the swimming pool, and it's because it's 60 degrees out.
I know. I go ahead to Arizona. I head to Arizona all the time in the wintertime, and literally it's, you know, 60 degrees out, and I'll be on the golf course by myself with a bunch of people from Wisconsin and Minnesota, because we're the only people that go out right away in the morning when it's like 55, 60 degrees out. And I'll be like, you know, that's a hot day in Minnesota, really.
Right. Well, the weather is always a fun topic, but I also like it when you talk about the church meetings and dinners and things.
No, what I do, when I first moved to Minnesota, obviously I grew up in the inner city. I grew up in a Southern Baptist African-American church. And my first trip to Minnesota, my friends talked me into going to a Catholic church. Well, I didn't know much about the Catholic religion. As a matter of fact, to be honest, I knew nothing about it. I didn't know anybody in my neighborhood, anybody in my life up to 18 years that was a Catholic. Nobody. And I had no idea what to expect when I went to a Catholic church. And it just kind of freaked me out a little bit, you know. And it's just a whole process of people. I didn't understand that why my roommates went to church on like Wednesday, or they went on Saturday. They never went to church on Sunday. I did not understand that. So how do you not go to church on Sunday, then come to find out that the Catholic religion is the only religion that will work around your bar schedule? So if you're from Minnesota, you know what I'm talking. People go to church here on Saturday, so they don't have to go Sunday. I grew up
right.
In a church where Sunday is the only day. I mean, you can go on Saturday, but chances are you're going to have to break in. And it's you can't apologize for that.
I thought you were going to say because, you know, with Catholic people, and I'm Catholic, you know, you can go to church 7 days a week if you want to.
And that's what I meant, but, you know, but no one really wants to go on Sunday. That's the problem. You can get a seat any Sunday. I mean, you go on Saturday at 5 o'clock on Saturday, there's just not, you know. And that's the thing. I mean, you could go any day.
We're guilty of that here.
Oh, really? Because you can go, it makes it so convenient. You can go, like, any day and call a church. Well, in our church, you can go, down to the deacon's meeting or to the usher bowl meeting, but that don't count as church. Church is only on Sunday.
Right.
You know, you can't go on Wednesday and go to a meeting and say, well, I was at church. But you guys can do that all the time. And because I travel, my mother-in-law is a big Catholic, and we go on vacation, we take her with. And that's one thing we have to find. No matter where we go, no matter where we're in the country or in the world, we have to find where Catholic church services is on Sunday morning.
Exactly.
I know. So I don't take her a lot.
Now, we can tie in the Catholic Church and the weather in Minnesota, because I like to go to 7:30 a.m. Mass when it's really cold in the church, because then I stay awake and I listen.
See, that's you going to church for all the wrong reasons.
See, well, that's like helps so that I can really pay attention. I really want to
like
endure
that.
It. But, you know, that's combining the cold weather and church.
That is slick.
I swear, if you put a gun to my head, I don't think I'd go to church at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah, we go every 7:30
oh
every
God.
Sunday.
Yeah, that.
God, how do you do it?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get my
other
prayer
in. Favorite topics.
Oh, a lot of things. I talk about so many different things. What I do is called observational humor. So I talk about everything from flying to shopping to relationships. There is not a whole lot of topics out there other than anything that's not, conducive to a regular audience. I don't do any inappropriate material, but I talk about, like, for instance, I fly a lot, you know, and I talk about how I hear people complain a lot about the airport pat-downs and stuff like that, you know. To me, I mean, people hear that and they hear anger. I hear that and I hear humor. You know, like people who complain about the pat-down, I mean, it's like the pat-down of all the things in the world you can be upset about, the pat-down should not be one of them. I mean, that's free. I mean, they don't even charge for that. I mean, that's... matter of fact,
my son got patted down. We went to the World Trade Center, Ground Zero Memorial last night, and he got frisked before we went in.
Yeah, you got to... If you just relax... And let it happen. It'd be over in no time. You just have to learn. you just got to enjoy it, you know. I mean, I had, matter of fact, when they first started doing that, I had been on the road for about 26 days. I was looking forward to it, actually. I came to the airport prepared, man. I had on flip-flops, a thong, and a tank top. I'm like, let's do this.
And can I do it again?
Right. I kept getting back in line. And, sir, you're going to have to get back in line. I know. If I could get the same person to pat me down, that was nice, because she was really nice.
Yeah, but no, the first time I had to have the pat down, I showed them my pedometer, and I said, should I take this off? And they said, no, leave it on. So I go through, sure enough, have to have the pat down. What's this? I said, I told you already, it's the pedometer.
Oh, see, that was just somebody looking to do the pat down right there.
I'm thinking, like, I don't think they find me attractive. I've never gotten patted down.
Oh.
No, Lisa.
Because I don't look sexy enough going through the gate.
And you know what, everyone, you've seen her picture, she's very sexy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I can't imagine. Yeah, you were lucky. You're lucky you're not standing there. It'd be too obvious to pick you guys out to pat you down.
Hey, do you guys remember before the pat down and all this where they would randomly select people to search your luggage?
Right.
Oh, I used to never make eye contact with them. Don't pick me. Don't pick me.
Oh, I always get picked. I always get picked. I swear to God, I have the worst luck.
Well, I get picked a lot of times because I carry really strange things in my suitcase, and Lisa knows it.
Yes, you do.
Like sometimes I have 18 apples.
What?
Yeah, I have 18 apples. I count my apples so I can have one for every day on my trip so I don't have to go to the grocery store.
Really? So you walk around with a crate of apples? Yeah, I'd pack you down.
Sometimes I do.
I'd pack your luggage.
And when I visit my daughter in New York City, she has to pay to have her laundry, you know, done the machine. So last time I went there, I took $100 worth of quarters, and of course they questioned that.
You're just cruising to get on the no-fly list. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, wait.
Keep bringing.
Really, I'm already on the no-fly list with Northwest, who's now Delta, because I forgot to remove the mace from my keychain. And so they did take my name and my license number, and they told me if I ever bring the mace again, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-no.
Yeah, so, oh, I tell you. Do you remember way back with the airlines before all this started, you get to the airport early enough and you let the kids play. Go through that machine again. Go ahead a couple times. Let's put on all the jewelry and hear the ding, ding, ding.
Exactly. I remember when you could go to the airport, I mean, you could be carrying a buck knife on your side, they let you on the plane.
Exactly.
I've seen hunters with their guns on the plane. I mean, it's I actually remember when the airplane seats used to be big enough, it would fit one person. Now the seats are half the size they used to be. It's just crazy. I was sitting on a plane the other day with a guy who was sitting next to me, and we were on a jet, you know, and not a big plane, but a jet, but still. I mean, my seat still costs $600. I don't care if you're on a big plane or a small plane. But this guy was, like, sitting next to me, but he was, like, next to me. He was, like, up on me. You know, he was, like, I could feel his heartbeat. That's how close he was to me. And when he talked to me, he turned his head, and his lips were almost touching my ear when he was talking to me. And that's just not cool.
Did he have bad breath and body odor to go with it?
Well, he didn't have real bad breath, but, you know, when you can feel the heat coming out of their mouth, that's a little too close. You read in my personal space right there, buddy. So I wish I knew how to speak sign language at that time so we wouldn't have to turn. Because we turn our heads at the same time and say something to one another. We almost kissed, and that's not cool. That's not cool.
Wow. Well, this has been so much fun. You know, I live in Minnesota, and I would love to come to your live show sometime.
Oh, my goodness. I do a lot of live shows in the area. I just did a week-long show down in Minneapolis, and I'm usually at the Mystic Lake Theater here in town.
Yep.
Or at the Black Bear Casino, which is just up north of Hinckley a little bit. But I just finished a series of shows, and now I'm getting ready to do another. I do a small town tour right now. I'm heading into Menominee, Wisconsin, and I'm heading up to St. Cloud, and then down in to Owatonna and so forth. St. Cloud's where I went to college, so I do a show there every year at the Paramount Theater.
Well, we'll have to find. I'll have to find out when you're back in Minnesota and in the Twin Cities, and Lisa can fly in from Philadelphia.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would absolutely love to have you there. You have my email, so, I mean, just let me know if when you see a show that I'm doing, and I'm always doing it. I'll probably be doing some here in February. I generally will have a show come up, and usually it's either at Mystic Lake or I'll be downtown Minneapolis somewhere in February.
That sounds great. Well, would you join us again sometime on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
Oh, I would love to anytime. Matter of fact, it's just give me a holler. Let me know. I'd love to. Enjoy it. I'll be a regular listener from now on. I love this kind of stuff.
Thank you so much, C. Willie. And we have your link on our website so all of our listeners can find you.
Well, perfect. Thank you very much, ladies. It was comfortable talking to you. Like, as you guys know, I grew up with 9 older sisters, so it was no big deal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. 9 of them.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm still wearing my flip-flops, and I'll see you out there with your sweatshirt on. So have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Yeah, you too.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to thank our sponsor, St. Croix Orthopedics, Laura Geller Cosmetics, and Intimacy Bras. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I can't talk tonight. And we'll be back with our three hope moms. Mamas.
Welcome back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Everybody, welcome back. We have a really three cool ladies to join us. It's three hope mamas, Christina, Kim, and Kate. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. Tell us about your blog and how you got started, how you got all together and what it is, and just give us a...
Sure. Well, this is Kimberly. It was about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, Kate and I live in the same town together. Our kids are all about the same age, and Kate kind of came to me with an idea about starting a blog. The three of us have fashion backgrounds, and she thought, you know, we could probably have some fun with it. Christina and I are high school best friends. Christina is like my sister. We've been friends, you know, for a long time. So she and I went to college together. Christina went for fashion merchandising, and I went for design. So Kate thought, you know, it'd be great to bring Christina on board as well. So we kind of got together and brainstormed, and, you know, we wanted to be kind of fun and not take fashion too serious, even though, you know, it's kind of our passion. But we're moms, and, you know, we kind of were getting out of that baby funk and trying to get our groove back, and, you know, we wanted to help other moms kind of come out of that whole baby fog like we did, you know, and be fashionable and stylish again.
Right, you don't have to drive a minivan and wear mom jeans.
Exactly, exactly. I actually at one point did wear the mom jeans, and Christina was the one that kind of talked me out of it. But she didn't have children at the time, right, Christina?
Exactly. I didn't know as much as I knew now, but I still have never worn mom jeans, but I definitely had to convince Kim to jump off that ship and
the go intervention.
Into water. Yeah, yeah.
The intervention.
I think having a baby kind of like, you know, or babies, multiple babies. I have 4 children. It kind of flies
in 6
your
years.
In 6 years.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Give us some no-nos, what not to wear, so that we don't look like frumps.
Well, I think if you go to the gym, that's one thing. But if you plan on, you know, wearing your gym outfit every day and not going to the gym, you know, that's a no-no.
Mm-hmm. Definite no-no.
Yeah, you get comfortable because in those elastic waists, you know, you can eat as much as you want in those, so that's kind of a bad thing, too. Even though guys do, they love the yoga pants. They think they're like the, you know, the greatest things, the hottest things to, for women to wear, but it's not fashionable. It really isn't.
Another no-no is to, you know, there's trends out there, and there's trends for younger kids and young adults. Mm-hmm. And there's once you hit a certain age, or you have children of your own at a certain age, there's a fine line where you can attempt the trend in small ways. For example,
right.
You know, feather extensions. You know, no need to go out and get, like, you know, tons of feather extensions like crazy or whatever. But maybe doing it in a feather earring. You know what I mean? Like something like that. But there's things to hit a trend and not to go too far.
Right.
So age-appropriate trends.
Right, right.
Yeah, so if you're going to, like, show a lot of leg, don't show any cleavage, you know. Or if you're going to show some cleavage, don't show a lot of leg, you know,
right.
If you're older. Yeah. Too much is too much, you know, when you get...
You don't want to look trashy.
You don't want to look trashy,
right.
No. You always want to look elegant and beautiful, you know.
And that's our motto, too. That's our biggest thing. With style comes attitude, and that's where you're going to get... your style from is from your inner side, and that's what we try to talk about about being a mom too. When you become a mom and you do talk about style, it doesn't mean that you have to have the most expensive, the most trendiest clothes
right.
on. It's how you put it together and how you have that attitude, and that's why our motto is life is short, make it hot. And it's because the fact is that, you know, depending on where you are in your life, you have to constantly feel good about yourself. And however that may be, whether it's style, boots, you know, a great sweater, you know, going out to dinner with someone, whatever it be, it's all about that. It's a combination of everything.
Right.
I guess accessorizing is important. Do you think you have, like, should have one focal point on your outfit to make yourself look really, you know, trendy and stand out?
Yeah, it's whatever. Like, I love Lisa's bangles in her picture.
Oh, my God. We both were like, oh, my God, we love our bangles.
We're bangles.
I love them.
I'm into bracelets.
Yeah, we call it stacking. That's
right,
what we call stacking.
Yeah. You're welcome. Stack
them all
in that
up.
Photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, accessorizing is huge. I mean, you could go a whole season with, you know, the same wardrobe that you had from the season before and completely change the entire wardrobe up just based on accessorizing.
Right, and if you're a stranger, like in a store, and I were to see you, I would be like, wow, she knows how to put herself together. Look at her accessories, you know.
My 15-year-old does that, okay? She's going, Mom, you really need to, like, step it up. I always dress okay. I think I dress nice. I don't, you know, I'm not, like, a dress old lady or anything. But my 15-year-old, Mom, you have to have a focal point. You need to wear the bracelets or the earrings to stop that boost. You can't, you know.
That's awesome.
You need to get nice boots, Ma. You need to get nice boots.
Nice boots, yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's
and you can't
awesome.
Forget hair and makeup, too. A little bit of makeup goes a long way.
Yeah.
We'll have to have your daughter on as a guest for a hot teen on what she has to say to all of the moms out there. That'd be great.
Good.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Elizabeth is fabulous at that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for her.
Well, so what do I have on your website right now about glitter in your veins? Some girls have born with glitter in your veins.
It's
yes,
true. I think that's a great saying.
An example of that is my daughter. She's the only child, and that my husband and I had, and she was born with glitter in her veins. She's 3, going to be 4, and everything is glitterized, you know. So she's definitely one of those people that are just born with it. So it must be come running the family, because my mother was born with glitter in her veins. So.
Oh, that's fun. And your website is so much fun. We just love to scroll down and see everything. Lots of our listeners loved the speechless dress.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Kate found that. And I had texted Kate the other day. I said, Kate, I go, who makes the dress? Because, we were like, who made it? And so she says, it has to be,
Little Angels in Heaven.
Christine and I go, is that really the name of the designer? And she goes, no. She goes, but it had to have been, right? I go, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Only Little Angels from Heaven could make a dress that gorgeous. So.
What else do you girls do besides write the blog? Do you do speaking engagements, or do you?
Not yet. Well, we've been doing a lot of interviews, and We are
going
to do
a little bit of PR
stuff.
And consulting.
Yeah, and we're going to do a lot of stuff on video coming up, which will be fun.
Are you going to do it on YouTube?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We do have a YouTube page, but we haven't done. We did a few things last year, but we're going to do a lot more and kind of travel through Massachusetts and kind of get into the small businesses and the boutiques and, you know, when we go shopping and things that we find and, you know, try and get people not so afraid of fashion because it is overwhelming if you're not somebody that does it all the time. You know, it's you walk into a store and you get overwhelmed. So we're hoping to try and show moms that, you know, how to do it, how to shop and, you know, not have it be so intimidating. So
fashion magazines?
I'm sorry?
You read all the fashion magazines that come out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we do a lot of our reading from there, and, you know,
different
Kate's
blogs.
Kate's our researcher. She does a ton of research. She finds things everywhere, but, you know, we really try to look at everything and accommodate to our readers as to what they're looking for. And the three of us have very different opinions on fashion and the way that we shop as well, so it really gives all of our readers different
point of view.
You know, a point of view as to what we were, how we are. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. So you can merge all of them as well.
Yeah. We do a lot of stuff with charity. We have a few charities that we've kind of, you know, put our support behind. One of them being a breast cancer charity in Massachusetts called the Ellie Fund, and that's been a lot of fun. We've got to meet a lot of celebrities. We were backstage last June at the Kelly for Ellie fashion show, and we were styling the anchors for Channel 5 News, which was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
We've seen them, you know, we look at them in a different light now when they're on the air. So that's fun. You know, we did Boston's Fashion Night Out. I was backstage for Fashion Week helping some of the designers dress their models, and, you know, we do a lot of fun
stuff.
The Room
to Grow Gala with Uma Thurman.
Yeah, that was one of our first.
Was a fun one.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous in person?
Yes, we met
she's
her in
beautiful.
Person.
Yeah, she's very
just
pretty.
Just as beautiful. She's
very quiet, though. I don't know.
Yeah, she's very quiet.
She was very shy.
Very shy,
And then we do work with another charity. It's called Be Positive. It's a local charity, too, but it's a really cool charity. It's all about, again, you know, being positive, and they're, you know, all of the proceeds that they get from their clothing line goes to charity. So it's, you know, we have a really great, you know, group of people that we work with that are awesome. So that's always rewarding to us, you know. And then we also, you know, we are looking, our future is, you know, we want our brand to be like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. So we want to be that brand, you know, like Three Hot Mamas Approved, is so that we go into a store and we see that all the great things that they have, and we can, like, give our stamp of approval because of, based on price point, maybe parking if you're in the city, style, customer service, all those different things, so that we can go and travel to all the different areas and, you know, share what we found and also give them advice as to where they could go shopping for great finds, or even, you know, connect them to the link to buy it online if they can't get there. So that's kind of where we're heading with it, and then we'll continue to do our events that we do for stores like Cynthia Rowley. We did on Newberry Street. We had an event there where we hosted, and, you know, they gave 20% off of their sales to anybody that was there, and they had an unbelievable night, you know, in sales.
Yeah, we had fun styling all the women and everything. That's fun. That's what I enjoy. I love seeing girls get excited about fashion and clothes and, you know, feeling good about themselves and, you know, they leave.
You're
and then
also helping out the business, too.
Yeah, and they write back, you know, like, I wore my dress, you know, out to dinner, and I felt so beautiful, and my husband thought I was beautiful, and, you know, it's fun to, it's nice to hear, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's fun.
It would be fun, perhaps, if some of your Facebook friends and fans could send you pictures of themselves saying, help me.
We've been telling them that.
We've had a couple people sending questions, and those are really, like, the best. I think those are some of our best posts that we've gotten.
Yeah, and then we've gotten some where they post, after we've answered the questions, they've actually posted, this is what I ended up wearing with my husband out to dinner, and they post a picture of themselves,
you know, in their dress and everything right before they're going out to dinner with their husband. So that's very, it's awesome. It's so
and it's
cool.
A great feeling when you see somebody out and they come running up to you and say, oh, am I hot mama, three hot mama approved tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a great feeling.
Oh, yep, that is great. Well, mama is such an endearing little term. It's so fun.
Yeah, we like it. We call our girlfriends and I all call each other mamas, even though some of them aren't moms. You know, we're like, hey, mama. So that's kind of how we came about. Instead of saying moms, it's mama,
it's
you know.
It's a term of endearment. It's cute.
Yeah, we're all girlfriends. We're all in the club, you know. So,
so one of our emailers, they would like to know, do you three always get along, or where do you pick at each other?
We don't always get along.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Christina's like my sister. Christina and I have been friends since high school, and unfortunately Christina's had some tragedy in her life where she lost her mother, and my family kind of took her in.
Good.
And we went to, although we couldn't stand each other in high school, and then we ended up going to the same college together, and then we were friends there, and then sort of, you know, life just kind of brought us together. So we're not always, you know, we don't always get along. We're like sisters, you know. She tells it like it is to me, and, you know, I choose to listen or I don't.
Kim doesn't like to always hear it because she's the sensitive one.
And we're starting to be that way with Kate, but I don't think Kate's warm enough to it. But it just kind of means you're in the club now, Kate. But in the end, we're all, you know, we're friends.
But,
and
you know,
we're women,
it's
we
women.
Each other.
We have conflict, and we resolve it, and then we move on.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's the good thing about being that close.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's so the exciting. Answer to that is absolutely no, we do not get along all the time.
And it's funny when we take pictures and, you know, one of us is like, oh, my God, I look so fat. Delete it. Or, oh, my gosh, I don't like my outfit. Delete it. And we're like, oh, you're such a diva. And, you know, trying to get the right picture with the three
but
of us.
But you know what?
Kind of funny.
In the end, if somebody needed something in the middle of the night, we'd all be there. You know?
Yep. Well, it sounds just like Lisa and I. We've been friends since we were 18, and we do the same thing to each other, and it's always, get rid of that picture.
Exactly.
But you have each other's back, and that's in the end, that's all that matters.
Yep. Trust and love and glitter in your veins, what more could you ask for?
That's right.
True.
Exactly.
Keep calm and sparkle on.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I remember when Lisa found you on Facebook, and she was so excited telling me about you girls.
Aww.
Mamas.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
I thought, I'm like, oh, how cute these girls are.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
We're into fun girls.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you have to come to Boston. We'll take you out.
Do you girls park your cars?
We do. Wicked bad.
I love Boston.
No, Christina parks the car because every time anyone drives into the city, I have to get out of the car and get in the driver's seat to parallel park everyone's car.
Yeah. I can't park a car.
I'm the only one that lives in the city.
Well, girls, we want to be girlfriends with you. Will you come back on our show?
Absolutely.
Well, have you all maybe like again in March? You talk about spring fashion for us. How's that sound?
Ooh,
yeah,
that'd be
that's
fun.
Awesome. Definitely.
Okay, we'll hook you up with another date. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
well, let's you guys have
let's
a happy
stay
new
in
year.
Touch.
Happy New Year to you too.
Okay, take care. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Adorable.
Oh my gosh! And I think Elizabeth should be a little guest teen. She's fabulous at that.
She likes fashion.
Well, wrapping up a wonderful night ending 2011, we're thanking our wonderful sponsors, Intimacy Bras and St. Croix Orthopedics and Laura Geller Makeup. And Corey, our producer, we are just so grateful. You can listen to Corey King's show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on Artists First.
We'd like to thank our guests, Mark Kuzma, comedian C. Willie Miles, and the three Hope Moms, Christina, Kim, and Kate. I remind everyone to join our archives. Scroll down to go on our website, of course. Scroll down to the date you'd like to watch of a previous show. Just click on the date, and you can listen while you're, you know, having fun playing on Facebook or doing work. And I'd like to leave you with my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is going to be to stop using Facebook as a communication tool for somebody in the same room with me.
Oh, boy.
And isn't
it funny?
Happy New Year, everybody. See you next
year.
Yeah,
Happy New Year. We'll see you January 5th, 2012.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.